This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, you guys, that's a new Jonas Brothers song. It's been so long. Oh, he's still my heart. You know, people are freaking out over that new song from them.
Yeah.
Like, tour together. They're all grown up now. They're men.
Uh-huh.
Remember they were virgins when they first came on the scene. They all wore purity rings.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And one of them took his ring off. It was like a big deal. Done being pure.
I gotta believe what this celebrity provides.
I gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Crazy access.
I'm in a boy band, for God's sake. Who knows how long this is gonna last?
Right.
Well, it turns out, you know, to 2019 at
the very
least.
Okay.
Yeah. Sucker's the name of that song, and you'll hear it a lot
today.
What'd
you just say?
Sucker.
Okay.
Sucker's the name of the song.
Got it.
The Jonas Brothers. Right now, we are sending someone on a trip for two to see Shawn Mendes in Miami.
Yeah.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back. All week we've been doing this, and today's the final day for qualification. Listen for the cue on the fives at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Here's your cue. Be caller number 97 right now, and you'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Shawn Mendes in Oakland this July. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize trip to Miami. Everybody who wins these tickets, who has won them all this week, and the few qualifiers today, are going in a hat. We make it real official. Play by the rules here at the Alice. So if you want to go to Miami, call now. 800-400-3697. Caller 97. And you get to talk to Hooman. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. The wonders never cease.
Yeah, we play by the rules. That's why we're the best. Or something.
That is why.
Right.
That is why.
Right.
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 I don't know what the... That's why we get... The CEO of our company on a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, like Entercom LA. Too bad for you.
Yeah, too bad for you, Sacto. We get him on a Friday.
Right.
Which is the best day of the week, as everyone knows.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Right, he'll be in a party mood. It's going to be super fun.
Right.
I'm just a thrill a minute.
In your face, Entercom LA.
Yeah.
David Field meeting starting in 1 hour.
He's ours.
Ah! That's right.
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 Our text number is 800-400. Sorry. Our phone number where you can text us is 800-400-3697.
Yeah,
here's
right.
Some of the stuff you guys wrote. 619 says, my wife teaches fourth grade in Benicia. School policy is you can bring treats on your birthday, but they have to be healthy and non-allergenic. Her personal rule is that they can only be passed out in the last 5 minutes of the day. Otherwise, parents will try to turn the entire day into a celebration of their baby's birth.
Oh.
Parents.
God, them loving their kids so much. Want their kid to get special treatment.
My friend's daughter just turned 8 yesterday, and they brought cupcakes to the class. But they do live in North Carolina. They may not be as paranoid as Californians.
May not be.
Mm-hmm.
May not.
Right. My kid's school celebrates the kids with summer birthdays with half birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
That way everyone can get the special treatment.
So I'm 7 and a half today.
650 says, regarding Momo, if it's real, why can't anyone post a link with an example? It's the internet, for gosh sakes. If it's real, it's easy to prove. Spoiler, it's not.
Right.
Right.
Amen. And all these friends of friends' kids. My friend said her friend with her two daughters, they saw it and they tried to kill the family. So it's real.
None of that happened.
I know. I'm playing the role of the friend of the friend of the friend. I'm scared, too. You would be, too. If your friend had told you that her friend had two kids who saw that, you'd also be scared.
Whoa. Somebody's gassy. You okay?
Yes. Right. Thanks for your concern. I burped in the office. I ate this huge bag of jalapeno dirty chips. They're so good, but they're just burning my face off. So I go in to grab my water out of the office, and I just let a belch out. I'm sorry. It's not polite. And I walk out of the office, and there's our intern, Brandon, standing right there. He's smiling. I go, You just found out I'm not a lady.
How does it feel, kid?
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
Oh. This is much like the pedophile story from years ago. The female teacher slept with a boy and I think ended up going to jail. He waited for her and they got back together when she got out and had children. That's the Mary Kay Letourneau story.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Billy
Palau.
Yeah.
They just broke up, though.
Oh, well, of course right. they did.
And here's the thing. I doubt... See, he was just a boy.
Yeah.
Yes. So I don't know what to say about him, but I'm sure she broke up her marriage
she
to go
kids.
With this
yeah.
young boy. And it made it national, international news. I feel like that was her cover. Staying with the boy was like the only way she could sort of say...
We were in love.
It was meant to be.
It's real, you guys. It's real. Mm. Instead of just going, man, I really screwed up.
How old was he when that all started? Because this was a sixth grade.
I want to say like 14. School. I want to say he was like a 14-year-old boy.
Right. And they were in love.
And we did a story in the news today, and that lady was with a 13-year-old boy.
That but even had some sicker details. The one today, I almost feel like the fact that she subjected some other kid to being in the room with them while right. they did it, like, that woman is twisted. There's
keep
something
an eye
really,
out.
Really wrong with her.
Do me a favor. Keep an eye
yeah,
out while I do your friend.
What? And then asked him to do it the next day, and at least he had the wherewithal to say, no, I'm not doing that.
650 says, 47, grew up in California and never heard BFE. Oh, and you still haven't explained what it is. It's the middle of nowhere.
Right. It's like saying the Boondocks or Bum East or Egypt, I think
right.
is your thing.
It's, well, whatever. It's just, it's the middle of nowhere. It's like right. saying some place is in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And I, look, when I said it, I assumed everyone knew what I was talking about. I didn't know that we would be...
Well, you said it with the acronym, too. So that was, my first thing was like, best friends everywhere? Best big effing elephant?
No, not elephant. Anyway. I got to see Eddie Murphy in Oakland on his Raw tour. Freaking hilarious. One more movie. Coming to America, a classic.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
Good. Yeah, Blumen.
Coming to America is another great Eddie Murphy movie. Plus, he's great in Mulan. He is great in Mulan.
Oh, what's he playing in Mulan?
The dragon.
Oh. Oh.
If Hooman thinks Eddie Murphy has 15 minutes, he needs to be fired as your movie reviewer.
Yeah,
do
Hooman.
Your research, Hooman.
Fire
well, he's
him.
Always yelling 15 minutes, that person 15 minutes. I'm like, some people, you know, the whole 15 minutes of fame thing is someone who rises from obscurity, makes national news for a minute, and then goes back into obscurity. It's not about people who have, like, hit shows on TV and, mm-hmm.
repeatedly
you know,
over and over again.
Right, or movies
and
or
I even
whatever.
Like movies that by Eddie Murphy that you, like, I like Boomerang. That was the movie with Steve Martin. I think.
I don't know if I know
I
that
know.
One.
He's got a lot of The Nutty Professor. He's got
oh,
a
yeah.
lot of good movies.
Those are good.
Those ones are all right.
Oh, no, it's Bowfinger.
Bowfinger? Oh, I don't know that one.
Anyway,
yeah, that's the one with Steve Martin.
Yeah, it's good. Mm. I liked it.
Well, he's anyway. Great. He's very talented. The Haunted Mansion was a piece of poo, though.
I've seen the Jonas. I've been a Jonas Brothers fan since I was in sixth grade. My 26-year-old self is thriving now that they've reunited.
Oh.
Oh, Vin, you don't like the Jonas Brothers song. Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because Jane said?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
And Michael said.
I didn't say anything. Wait. I don't. Yes, I like the song.
Yeah. No, I actually, I'm going to say, I say if I don't like a song.
Yeah.
I like it too.
I love Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. Her coworker partner, Pano, is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I just love the bleep out of it.
Oh, so that's the first good review I've heard of the show.
He's super flamboyant and doesn't take any crap from anyone.
Including her, let's hope.
No, he kisses her butt a little. Mm. Lindsay's.
Well, you have to. It's her show.
Yeah.
And her club, apparently. She actually invest in it or did someone just hire her to be the face of it?
Who knows?
Oh, really?
She keeps calling it her brand.
My brand? You can't be disrespecting me. It's bad for my brand. Mm-hmm. You're fired, by the way. Get out.
For every person that wrote... They have no idea what BFE is. Just for the record, there's pages of text that are like, of course, duh. Mm-hmm. And Yuzi knew it immediately.
Knew it.
Yeah, this gets back to not everyone knowing all the same things as everyone else. It is kind of a weird concept.
Yeah.
You said Steve Perry. Isn't it Luke Perry?
Oh, did I say Steve Perry? That's hilarious.
Someone else wrote in and
didn't
said.
Didn't catch that.
You said May 10th 3 times instead of March 10th. All right. Oh. Sometimes we misspeak. You know, we're saying a lot of words.
When he was saying all the things happening in March, I didn't catch May.
I accidentally said May.
People did.
Oh. Look, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm already on another bit.
No, it's true. Have you ever noticed that your mouth is still moving? You're still saying stuff as you're totally focused on something else and trying to like pull papers from some other. I'm like, how am I doing this? It's amazing.
Clearly, I'm not.
If, right. And then you realize afterward that you said just a bunch of garbage that people were like, what is that person talking about?
408 says, wow, my kid's alarm just turned on to the radio and you were discussing the womanizer. Had to run down the hall and quickly turn it off. Happy Friday, y'all. And thanks for keeping me on my toes.
Oh, OFOC. You're welcome.
707 says, you know when Vinny starts with, let me ask you a question, that's going to be a fire secret show.
Yep. And we're so we began discussing that. That was sort of the tease early this morning. Vinny went to a sex shop. There you go.
With a baby in a stroller.
Hey, man, through there. Why shouldn't you?
Right.
You know, you're an adult.
She doesn't know.
Oh, you didn't tell your wife you were taking the baby in?
No, they were finishing eating, and the baby was crying, so I took the baby and went for a walk and found myself in the sex shop next door to the restaurant. I was like,
your girlfriend's going to get it this weekend.
510 says, random question for Human.
Human.
Yeah.
Herman.
When you greet a priest or want to talk to him, is there a proper greeting to start with? I grew up going to Polish church where you always say God bless you before you actually talk to the priest. But I don't know if that's just something super extra that us Polacks do.
Hmm.
Yeah, that sounds a little extra.
What's the proper etiquette here? And happy Friday, morning family.
Well, if you are Catholic, which it sounds like you are, you can just go up to the priest and say, Father.
Excuse me, Father.
Do you have a moment? Can I speak with you? Love to pick your brain.
Father is the thing the Catholics say. What do you say in Presbyterianism?
Well, you can, so, like, my pastor's name is Dave. I'll be like, hey, Dave, you got time to meet up for a cup of coffee?
But if you didn't know if you could see he was a Presbyterian, but you didn't know his name, would you say father?
No, you wouldn't. Absolutely.
You'd say pastor?
Not. Or you say preacher. I always say preacher.
Say, hey, homie,
preacher.
Okay?
Yeah, you can say homie.
Hey, Holmes. Like that?
Yeah, I grew up calling preachers preachers, so.
Oh, preacher.
Hey, preacher, can I talk to you first?
Try Holmes. I heard they like it.
Yeah, Holmes. Try that. I heard that too, Vinny.
Holmes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with the way Vinny says Mexican dog instead of Mexican dog. Make him say it more. I'm not going to say it anymore because clearly I'm doing something that's...
What? I think you say it right.
I don't know.
What do you say, Chihuahua?
I think you say it fine.
I thought you said
Chihuahua.
Say it.
I don't want to.
Just do it.
No.
Say it.
Mexican dog.
Up on Mexican Lucky. That really does sound like we're up on Mexican Lucky.
A butt muzzle? You mean a chastity belt? Whatever. The point is, it's going to have an intercom logo with David Fields' face and a thumbs up.
And a wink. Keeping your dog a virgin.
Right. Oh,
since 2019.
Vinny, I love you, but you totally lost me. The dog that can't control his humping should be the one that gets to stay because her dog's too cute. She should leave. Are you hearing yourself? Apply that theory to people. First of all, we're not talking about people.
That's right.
Second of all, while we're talking about dogs, let's apply it to my Willa. Rest in peace, who's up in heaven, and I'm probably going to cry. Listen to me. It was my job to protect her and leave with her. If I were to take it up with the dog owner who's like, sorry, dude, my dog's doing whatever it wants. What are you going to do about it? Meanwhile, my dog is getting railed hard. And I'm sitting here fighting with this guy.
Your job is to keep her a virgin.
Both those sticks are now broken. The two things that hold her up that had surgery are now broken while I'm trying to say, I'm right. You're wrong. Get out.
Yield.
Use your head, lady. Can't sit there and fight that fight. I'm a dog dad. I gotta protect my dog. You're wrong on this one, 925. You are wrong.
Yeah.
Accept it.
They're wrong all the time.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, every single day.
925.
Yeah.
God. 650 is pretty cool, though. They say
you have gotten very riled about this topic.
I'm just trying to say I have a dog, or I had a dog. It's a deal.
I
have to get her to safety. That's my job. That's the right thing.
Okay.
650 says, geez, you guys, Tesla has a dealership in the Bay, has dealerships in the Bay Area. Burlingame, Palo Alto, service centers are there too.
Yeah, someone said, tell, we know someone who works at Tesla, and they said, say their service centers all up and down the peninsula.
What is she saying? Farina says that there are Tesla service centers all over. Also, the mobile that we come out to the customers. I work for the mobile team.
Oh.
So, and then Scott
there
Budman.
There is a way.
Scott Budman says they will still have places to pick up and drop off your car.
It doesn't just like magically appear in your driveway when you order it online, like in an Amazon box or something with a big bow on it.
Right. Waiting for someone to steal.
All right.
Good morning, Radio Fam. Today is my 34th birthday. Been listening since high school. Happy birthday, Casey.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Gonna party.
It's your birthday.
Does John ever call you Shorty?
Party.
No.
John ever call you Shorty?
No.
No?
Sorry.
When you call him Pop, does he call you Ma?
It's your birthday.
He has called me that before when we're talking about Ella. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
But you call him Pop at a completely other time.
Pop, I love you.
No, I never called him that during...
Yes.
During intercourse.
Oh,
Jesus.
What's wrong with you?
During our passionate lovemaking.
415, listen to this.
David Field, don't listen.
Don't listen to us, David Field.
There is still one palm tree left.
Coitus.
At your old house?
Apparently.
No.
Apparently.
Oh,
I wonder if they just replaced, someone put in a palm tree.
I don't know.
Afterward.
I have no idea.
Those things were grizzled.
Maybe they brought in the tree whisperer.
Maybe.
Oh. Does he just like hug the tree and kind of hump it gently and it comes back to life?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's how they do it.
Well, you got to, you know, you have to move the tree. Motivate the tree to sprout new leaves.
He
bought two palm sticks.
I got so ripped off. It's so embarrassing.
That happens all the time.
I found the tree whisperer website.
Oh, did you?
TreeWhisperer.com. Shame.
Hooman is right. My kid's birthday is in late June, and he's never gotten to have a classroom birthday party. It's nice for me, but he feels left out.
Oh.
Of course I'm right.
That's sad.
Oh, look at this. Entercom LA here. We would like to request your next Friday meeting. Why the San Francisco favoritism, David Field?
You got it. You can have it. You can have it today.
So we would. Yeah, I mean,
that sounds like a great idea.
We would love for you to have the Friday meeting.
Entercom LA, you got it. We're happy to hand it over.
Sure.
We'll take Monday. You take Friday.
David, sounds like you got to head south, man. You got time. Catch a quick shuttle. You can be there in time for the meeting.
LA wants Friday meetings.
All right.
We like Monday.
Yeah, we're more Monday people.
Are we?
No, I'm going to say actually Tuesday's a good day.
All right.
Or Thursday. Thursday.
How are Fridays?
Not Fridays.
Not
right? Not Fridays.
I mean, because LA wants it and we're givers like that.
Right.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. It is Friday. Enjoy it. Have a great weekend. We're going to go do a secret show where Vinny takes his kid to a sex shop. So weird.
That's very strange. Understand.
It's like a big sex party, and he brought his little girl.
I'm totally being framed right now. None of this is true. Yeah, exactly right. I'm being framed. None of that is true.
Well, find out all about it on today's secret show. It's dirty. It's an 18 and up show, and it's a podcast we do in addition to this one. And it should be up by 11 a.m. because it's not all full of all kinds of edits. You get to hear all the swears. And meanwhile, we'll be at the Entercom meeting. Have a great one, you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.